And now, would like for you to focus in on the pulse, the pulsing energy. Feel it moving through you. Find the pulse. And allowing the pulse to move through your body, purifying it. For the pulse represents the flame, the sacred violet flame. Transmutation, transformation. And letting this pulsing energy just open all your senses to feel the generating energy of this pulse. That causes the flames to flame. Finding that source, following the pulse, following it deeper and deeper into it, going to the beginning of it, and the source. For this energy, this pulsing. Finding the source, feeling the source of this pulse, deep rhythm within this energy. And you find the energy of the will. To express the will to express divinity, and it is divinity that is the source of the pulse within you. Would like for you to imagine yourself standing at the foot of a bridge. I want you to gather up your intent to cross that bridge. I need the desire to cross this bridge. And calling on the energy of the will to express, which forms the basis of the bridge. And leaning back into your soul, feeling soul's presence all around you as you call together for the energy of the great being who radiates the will to express. And the pulse deepens, calls to you, and as you move forward on your path, together with soul, and now at the base of the bridge, and the light on that bridge is a beautiful shade of violet with the deep indigo blue of the will to unify, intermingled. It's a beautiful, deep blue-violet bridge, and you're crossing it. You put your feet forward, together with soul. And as you begin to walk across this bridge, you can feel the energy of all the wills together within you. And as you cross the bridge, you affirm that you are ready to receive these energies of perfection, the will to express divinity, the will to act divinely with right thought and right action, creating right relationships and divine manifestations. For this is also the will and the ray that causes all things to come into manifestation. And so the energy is one both of releasing, or you must release in order to receive. The energy must be given opportunity to go out into the universe and find the energy necessary for completion. But it is also an energy of building, of that act that comes before the release, that business of a one-pointed focus with care and attention to detail. With patience and perseverance and a faith in the process and the surety of result. And bringing that faith into expectation, which causes eventual manifestation. Important also to call for that which is in your highest and best. And if you really want efficiency, it's pretty much over to you, soul. Asking your soul, what is the highest and best you have for me right now? Show me that. Bring me that. Let us manifest this together. For there is a form that will last until it is no longer useful. And it will be in right relationship with your world and your beliefs, those that sustain and uphold the light, those which create joy and gratitude, and produce grace and generosity as your response. This is breathing that in, breathing those qualities, breathing in the possibility of what could be in store for you. And finding that because you are patient, You don't stand around tapping your foot. You go again to soul and ask, what's next? What shall we do together? What feels joyful and loving to me to do right now? Let me express the energy, the rhythm, the order of divinity by following flow. And as I follow flow, I stay open for surprises and the unexpected, because I know I am dealing with soul who loves to surprise me with all the good it has to give me, and bringing that anticipation into your fields, allowing for divine expressions of soul. Your soul, the one who loves you beyond all others and unconditionally, for that is how you were created, with love, patience, one-pointed focus with care and attention to detail, so that every part of you was made perfectly. A form built to last and to bring lasting joy to themselves and to the world. Just drinking that in, breathing that in, and allowing the truth to resonate with your heart and to silence any part of the mind that wants to argue. Just listening to your heart, opening your heart, allowing, just allowing, opening, seeing your heart open in whatever way you want to visualize it. To see your heart opening, opening, opening. Rainbows flooding out into the violet light of your third eye. Loving mind making divine creations. And now, allowing yourself to come back slowly into the room, thanking the Great One and your soul. The gratitude in your heart for these fine gifts on their way to you, and for these energies and radiation creating more perfection within us and all around us. And with that, we bid you Namaste.